circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain.
This program is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, call 1-800-877-3227, or visit fhu.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-3227. 8883.
Well, I have a gentleman in his name. We call him Fred. And there's something about him I want to keep on the air. We have very few people who are intuitively longing for whatever truth is to set them free. And so he's one of them. It's taken him some time. 34 years, I think, something like that. And so I'm going to say hello to Fred and we can keep a conversation. I need, for this program, I'm looking for intelligent life that is intuitive when they hear it. Oh, my goodness. You know, that's true. Where's this guy coming from? This is the kind of thing you'll experience when you listen to me for the first time. And immediately it will strike you. I'm saying something true even though you don't understand all of it. It's sort of... It awakens you to a state of mind that you had when you were very, very young. And then injustice overcame you. And you got imprinted. And the imprint built on imprint. Because once you start to be imprinted, you're open to be more subject to imprinting. And the struggle itself is like dealing with the person who imprinted you, because is now becoming a real person inside you, and you think that's you. And it isn't you. And what I'm trying to say to Fred, that the fear that he feels, or the death that he may feel, I didn't ask him for that yet, he's listening, is the death of the thing. The inability to carry out a satanic behavior in a human body, because they have no body, they have no form. They are fallen angels. The scripture, I never did believe this, but the scriptures in the very background of everything, if you go through various, you know, learnings and teachings, go as far back, you see there's apparently a war in heaven. And the principle of spiritual principle of right and wrong has to begin there. So the angels rebelled, or the creatures, whatever they are, that's not on this earth, another dimension, I should say, and so they fell to earth, and then fell to earth. They exist, but mostly through generations. They're always there operating through generations. But the generations are parents. And parents do not realize that wherever you go, in every culture, all the way down to cannibals and ISIS, where there's no hope for to be anything else but die. In America, you are free, at least for a little while, to see that something's missing, and that you're free to search and to discover and to reappear in a different way, coming from a different place. And people who love you and appreciate that will appreciate you. You'll be drawn to them. But people who are hateful, they will persecute you and separate you from their company. And the scripture says, be glad of that. Because you don't really want to be loved and handled and kissed and glorified. It's better that people leave you and separate you from their company. That's in the scriptures. You have to stand alone sometimes. I'm not standing alone because I have people. There's good people out there wanting to hear And then I need everybody who's listening to be like me. Not copy me, not imitate me, but be motivated from that intuitive blessing from within that lives forever from beginning on this earth. And so that what's right is more important than anything. And when you make every little thing more important than anything, and people say, how do you do this? And I say, I don't know how else to do it. How else would you do it? Because they can't see what I make things work. I help heal people. I don't even know how I do it. It's just me. God does it. See that? Okay, thank you.
Brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking to some gentleman that's been brought over from the other hour. And he's listened to me for 34 years. And he came to see me and last week, couple of weeks. We had nice discussion. And you may see him talking with me on next Sunday, Sunday morning conversation. He's on the radio now. And David, I would like you to ask for his... to give him my home phone number or my iPhone, okay? Would you do that, please? And then, because, yes, I'm going to talk to him. I just want you to make sure I don't forget to do that, because he has earned this. There are people I do to communicate with, and 80-year-olds and 90-year-old people too, who need these last things, these last rites, if you don't mind me saying so. But they don't die. They get stronger. That's the beautiful thing about it. I'm talking to people up to 95 years old. And they're just as adept as you can be, using their computer and everything. And I can read some of the stories one of these days when I have a little time. But I'm going to talk to Fred right now. Go ahead, Fred. Just say what you want to do. And if you've understood about that entity that enters you,
well, yes, I have a very, very specific question for you.
Okay.
If you could clear this up for me, because, you know, I had a long trip back. I crashed for a while, took a nap, and I had a nightmare. I got up. This is what I need you to answer for me.
Okay.
You're talking about the entity. I understand its thoughts, its feelings, the dread and fear. Is the fear... I'm talking about its fear. Is its fear a real fear that it has, that it won't be able to carry out my complete destruction?
Correct.
Because I'm waking up.
Or, correct.
Or is it, it's artificially putting up fear. It's not really afraid. It's just trying to get me to be afraid.
No, it doesn't work that way. The first time was correct.
Okay.
It lives in fear and keeps you in hatred so you don't have to see that it isn't you. It makes you angry, so you take responsibility for the anger and the outcome, and it will say to you, yes, you see, because you're angry, and I say that too, but it makes you guilty. But you're only guilty because you're decent. The guilt comes from not it. It comes from the spirit that is you left behind by being involved with this dark side. See? So, an anxiety, it takes you further, the more you trust it, the more you think it's your fear, And the more you struggle with your fear, the more you get angry with your fear, or the parent that set you up for that, which usually goes back to the parent sooner or later. If he hadn't done this, I wouldn't be that. So it keeps you in a tizzy. It keeps you round and round it goes, and the worse you get. And the spirit has it has a mission. It has to kill you. It has to set you up to fail. And if everybody in the world, if enough people in the world, and I think there is enough people in the world who recognize what I'm saying but don't know how to navigate, if enough people in the world was able to find this magic quality of humanizing to overcome the dehumanizing spirit that infects you that within a few weeks or months or a few years after being born, if that could happen, there would be no more wars, because if half the country, if a third of America would be, which is basically what's left of us who are working, there's 40% that don't work, and so there's all kinds of other people in the administration working for the dark side of the force. They can't help themselves. I wouldn't work for this government for all the tea in China. But those people who are insecure, he gives work to and emboldens their behavior. And he usually picks the worst kind of people to reign over us in their various positions. And so to create more fear and anger. And the whole idea is to make you more fearful and create the circumstances around you more dangerous, so that you will always react, and in that reaction, take on the nature of the evil, embolden the evil inside you. So the more you get upset, the more with yourself, the more you take the phantom, and you give it a form, you give it a function, and it's becoming you. But it isn't you, and it will die, if you will see. With your inner eye, if I can awaken up the inner eye, you will all of a sudden it will notice it's being watched. All you need to do in meditation is watch as I speak, and as the thoughts pass across the grandstand of your mind, the good thoughts will come pass, and you will understand them. The bad thoughts will come across them. All of a sudden, you'll see what made you think that way. Well, what situation it was, what your father said, what your father didn't say, what he should have done. And you see the injustice of it. When you see this, it's because you're angry with it. But this time you'll see it with the eyes of an innocent person. You see that your father can't help yourself or your mother, because they couldn't help yourself any more than you could help yourself, because you're standing in their shoes. But I believe you're a much more pure person, because not everybody gets it. Parents will die never knowing what they've done to you, and casting you out, often casting you out as useless, and having done that to you, are ashamed and that sort of thing. And they keep on projecting on you that you're a naughty boy and you are getting upset about those things. You want your father's love, but he's not there to help you, to guide you. It's the mother that's in control nearly all the time. I was going to do a talk this evening, except I wanted to keep you on. But the main thing is you understand this thing will go back to hell. This sounds like a preacher. I know this is really silly. It sounds silly, but it has a mission. It has no body. But there's a spirit in you that is going to be embody itself in you, and it wants to embody itself in you, but you have to allow it, you as the real you. The real you is is intuitive. And you need to, whatever is what is going to be the real you, and it hasn't developed yet, but it's still there in you, just like, for instance, my name is Roy Masters, and let's say you go for 50 years and you forget me, and you say, what was that person's name I used to listen to? And it's just start with an R, I can't remember. And somebody who's listened to me recently, you mean Roy Masters. And you say, that's it. But had not Roy and Masters been in there somewhere, you couldn't have recognized it. I say to you that you have a spirit of salvation, that you have never, ever sinned. It's the sin has made a home in you. And it acts to you as if it were you, and you tend to accept that and also accept its punishment. It says you're all right. It does one of two things. It draws you to the people like yourself and looking for approval, and the approval will kill you. On the other hand, it will say to you, you know, go fix yourself, be more responsible. But you don't want to be responsible for that because it did it. And the more you try to fix it as if you could, the more you're tricked into making yourself more entangled. And the more form you give it, more energy you give it to form an identity inside you that will take you to hell. See? So you have to make sure that you can't kill it, because spirits don't die. Your spirit won't die. It will be alive in heaven or in hell, whatever that is. It'll be alive in one of those two places. And it wants to bring you down. And it's got a mission like a soldier. It's got to make you confounded. It's got to confound anybody. That's the job. So there's nobody, no human beings left. They're fighting and being fought, killing and being killed. So there'll be no children of heaven left to inherit the kingdom of heaven on earth. That's the whole thing. That's the whole outcome. That's where evil comes from. People will stay with that evil and belong to it. And then there's people longing for freedom, but they don't know fully what it is, but they do the best they can with various anomalies, which you got. You're a good man. You're a decent man. You're an innocent man. You haven't committed a sin in your life. The sin was committed through you by that thing. And so it doesn't like to hear me. It doesn't like to hear that. And in people who are wicked, they don't want to hear what I say to them. But this is what I do to people who do not like what I'm saying, and they agree with the spirit that's dark. They try to demoralize me and call me all manner of things that are not true. They are hateful and hostile and hurt me as much as they can. But in their presence, when they approach me, I am the person that deals with imperfect people perfectly. So when the wicked tries to come against me, it will feel like it run into a brick wall. And instead of me being infected by it, what's in me, which is good and decent, what's in me, not the Roy Masters himself, but what is in me is operating through me as the evil one is operating through you or anybody else. And so instead of them getting inside me and making a home of me and making me a victim and confusing me, I confound that person. In other words, I get into him because he has a certain amount of energy that a leopard has, or one of those creatures that run very fast that only gets, maybe not a leopard, but it can only have enough energy to kill its prey, and two or three passes all it has. And if it misses a meal, it dies. And it's the same thing in the people. They live off sucking your life out. They live on knocking you down and building themselves up out of you. But it's not them, but never mind, it's them. They've accepted it. And they'll accept that till they die. Some you have to kill in warfare. But others in your country, they need to be confronted. I confront them every day, and every day you hear me speak about them, nobody will call to fight me. Nobody has in 55 years. Nobody has called to fight me. And so the thing is, There's something about me that you love in me. And that's all you need for me to be believable. And that means that you were born into sin, which means you haven't committed sin. It did it. That's a beautiful thing. Adam was the heavenly constitution is where Adam was, and he turned against it. That is culture. That is the Ten Commandments, or the thousands of commandments. It is the constitution of the Spirit, which is endless. And we'll be right back.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Okay, Fred, are you still there? I've got something more to say to you.
Yes, yes.
Do I sound rational to you?
Absolutely. I'm sitting here quietly soaking it all up.
I don't memorize it. Just do that. But
I tell you what it is. As I, this always happens, as I start to taste goodness, as I start to approach doing something that's right because I want to, rather than because I trust Roy Masters' advice that this is the correct course.
That's right. That's
as
right.
I approach that, it gets worse. It's fear. It's fear that I'm going to wake up gets worse.
But can't you see the logic? Can you see the logic of the wicked one? Fact that you say it, you're actually speaking it. You're saying, is the very thing I want to do, Paul, one of the disciples that didn't know Jesus, he says something very similar, and I'll try to tell you too what it is. He says, he murdered Stephen, the first apostle, and he stood there and held his clothes while they threw rocks at him and killed him. And then on his way to Damascus, he had a fit and fell down. And when he recovered, he had realized this. And it's in the scripture. He says what has possessed him. He was an intellectual. He was a Pharisee. And Jewish Pharisees believed in the afterlife. And the Sadducees didn't. And there's a story about that. They wanted to kill him because of that. The Jewish people themselves wanted to kill him. But anyway, he came to his senses, and he was a Sadducee, a Pharisee. And he said, but his remark was this. He says, during that time, that's my word, my introduction word. During that time, he says, the things I hated to do, I did. The things I wanted to do that was good, I could not. Therefore, I conceive that wasn't me that does that thing, but sin that made a home in me. And that passes through people who are cruel. And it passes through people who are seductive and pull you in. It's love and hate, two horns on the same goat. And so here we are again. And I want to tell you the difference between trust and faith. Faith as a businessman, trust as a businessman, you are, is Well, you can trust a person as far as you can throw them. It means you trust them to see, you know, what they're like. And if you see them in the, with their hands in the till, well, then you fire them. And that's not a sin. But then you got faith. You got a difference between faith and trust. You've got to be very careful not to trust, because trust is only faith. Excuse me, I made a mistake. Trust is okay. But if you take faith and put it in people, which temptation can do, make you have faith in it, so that you have faith in it, it has power over you. If you have faith in God, it has power over you. If you can convert the faith to Him and not to the dark side, you're free. You'll feel free because you won't feel anything. And everything will be nice and clear. And you don't know what to do, but that's okay, because it will be given to you intuitively. It will be given to you when you least expect it. When the situation comes up that requires you to stand up, it will be, how else would you do it? You do it. And before you know it, you've done it. Just like when you're angry, before you know it, you've done it. But you're free. And every time you do the free one, the freebie, to be free, you're freer, free, and you're freer. And every time you do something, you're prompted from the inside, and it's obvious that how else would you do it? That's how it looks. That's how it looks. And it just automatically, your mouth opens and closes, or you do the right thing. You jump in the water and save somebody, even though you can't swim, and you find you can swim. It's magic. It's magical. The whole thing is magical. Your sicknesses disappear. Your eyes get better. Everything gets better, all by itself, because you have gone back to the factory, the one who made you, so to speak. It's a bit coarse, I'm sorry to put it that way. My job is to help you back, but you already have it. What I'm trying to tell you, it isn't that you have to find it. You have to hear it in me or someone like me coming from that place and say, I recognize that. That makes sense. He's making sense.
I do recognize it.
But that's all there is to it. This is all, your faith is put into where my faith is. So you take one to know one. It does with ISIS. It takes one to know one. See that? Yeah, very positive. So you could actually believe or have faith in where I'm coming from, because of my voice. It's in my voice. It's in my demeanor. It's how my body shines to you. Is you could pick me out in a crowd of people and that say that man's different. You see that?
Yes.
That's it. So it's self-evident. We hold these truths to be self-evident. I am a living truth. And not because it's me, because it's a gift of redemption. Because you, like me, have never sinned when we were born. It was sin that got hold of you. That's a bit different from Adam. We go back to the Jewish Bible. It's a bit different. He was able to choose not to believe in God and not to live the constitution that would unfold as his story. And God knew that every Perry may do the same thing, so he only made two people who sinned, and it passed on to the generations. And therefore, we're all born innocent. But the enemy is out there trying to spin you. It's out there in people, in places and things. You know, it's there, and it's like a crouching tiger, lion. It's waking to pounce on you, whether you go to school or what, in universities, with your friends. You never know where it's coming from. And hold on, we don't go away. Right back.
to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax-deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
We are a metaphysical being, as we are. And as metaphysical, we're different from animals. And therefore, we have on the dark side of the force, and there's a bright side of the force. And both of them are metaphysical. And each strives to take one from the other. And you know, God is not going to force his will upon you, but the world does. See, so what is following you is I'm trying to find a word for it. You're like a hound of heaven. It follows you to the grave like a hound of heaven, but not forcing you to do anything. And that's what we call anxiety as we get pulled further away. If you just stop still and let it catch up with you, with a desire to, you know, for purpose and meaning. I don't know how to explain that. That's another subject. But I have a person on the radio right now that has that quality. And all he has to do is trust and then have faith. See, that he is not guilty of anything because, as he's seen himself, he sees that it's not him. But then how did the not him get inside? It comes to the generations. From Paradise Lost, it's a Jewish thing. It is Adam kills, Cain kills Abel. There, right away, it transfers, horror transfers to the first family. Jealousy. See, jealous of his brother, and so on and so forth. Hell goes through the generation, and it appears in different ways, in different systems, from cannibalism all the way up to Americanism. But Americanism is disappearing because we all got up and played, and we went for stuff and not for purpose. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all other things will be added to you. There's no need for you to strive. You have your talents, and they will unfold like a flower without any effort. Do you know that I'm not educated, and I don't have any degrees in psychology or philosophy or medicine, yet I can heal better than anybody else through me, okay? And also, I'm a physicist. I've written a book on physics. Okay, we'll be right back.
Is the jingle in your pocket worth the jangle in your head? Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said?
This program is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit fhu.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I just got cut off when I was saying something. I want you to know that I've made it through life. I'm comfortable. I'm wise in my earnings and in my investments. I use common sense. And the common sense is common to everybody if you have that intuitive self. I'm not just a person with a pair of eyes like an animal. I see and perceive. I see, but I also perceive what I see. There's something much more deep and much more powerful and metaphysical and long-lasting, actually forever living. You have to listen to that. The unspoken, wordless word. It doesn't speak to me in words. It gives me to know why to know without knowing why I know. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, I have no education. I rejected education. But how did I know more about physics? Then, yes, I know that, if I may, just to make the point, there are people who discover things like Einstein. He wasn't so much interested in going to school and college, university. He actually didn't copy, but took the notes of the kids that went to classes, and within a few minutes he understood it and passed. He didn't copy, but he understood the notes. And so he's intuitive. And so intuitive is, and monkeys don't have intuition. They can only be monkeys. And then they die. Human beings can have intuition and listen to it and become fulfilled with it forever and ever. I am not educated. I know more. No, I'm not bragging. But I've been given a gift to be light years beyond psychiatry and even regular medicine, because most illnesses come from what I'm talking about. 95%, and I have doctors agreeing with me. Stress is a killer, but that's the word, is temptation and slavery. And I call it hypnotic states. And I was a hypnotist. I understood, by being 6 years in my own, in the Institute of Hypnosis, I realized that hypnotism was temptation. And the subject was a slave for the rest of his life. And I can prove that, because I can do the same thing. I can take the place of that thing and make the person think that his thoughts, my thoughts are his thoughts. I do it all the time. Go visit Roy Masters' hypnosis demonstration and I'll make the point. Okay. Now, I'm trying to wake you up from that. So bear with me, my dear friends, bear with me. All right, Fred, have I made my point yet?
Yes, very much, very much. They're as real as this entity is, also the magic in you is also just as real. I recognize
that. Yes, that's
too.
Correct. It has to be that way, doesn't it?
Yes.
Because it's what is real in me that shines on what is real in you, but you've left it behind with not your fault. You got pulled into the culture as a little child, as your parents and your parents' parents, all the way back through the generations to Paradise Lost. And women are still Eves, and men have to learn to deal with Eves and not to look for love in her, but to be the lover, to love the hell out of her and not embrace the hell inside her coming up to you, to them. I'll say that again, to love the hell out of her, because women carry forward all the misery and suffering on earth. That's the reason why politics sits on the doorstep of the woman and glorifying her and demoralizing the man. That's what's been going on for the last three generations I've seen in the country, and this is communism. That's how they do it. They know about the women. And the women, good women, know about themselves. A good woman wants you to love the hell out of her, to say, no, I mean that, you can't have that diamond watch, or you can't have that car, that fur coat. No, you need the money. And that's it. And then she cries and yells. You hold her gently until she stops, to let her vent, until she stops, and you're master. But the minute you start reacting, the minute you want something from her, again, she becomes a tyrant. She becomes the agent of the tyrant, the spirit of Paradise Lost. It's in every woman. You're born that way. And they depend on, but men born of women, now you understand your own Bible. It's called, how would a man be? How does a man be born if it wasn't from a woman? But they said man born a woman. But in the rebirth, you're reborn of Creator. See that?
Yes.
Because you are not guilty like Adam was. He is the only guilty one. But the guilt passes. So that it makes it possible for us to come to God voluntarily through suffering and be rewarded in learning how to suffer until you die to this world, and maybe dying in this world for standing up for what's right with courage and fearlessness. And in which case the world becomes a better place. See, that's simple. The enemy is afraid of people like me. They're terrified of me. And they're listening to me right now. They're having fits. They're just digging it. One person can dig his friend in the car and say, hear that guy, stupid man, and laughing at each other. Or they get angry at me, and they don't know that something in me is getting inside them. And two things are going to happen. That little sperm, or whatever it is you can call it, suddenly awakens inside them and does one or two things. It will say, why am I angry at Roy Masters? He was telling me the truth. Why am I angry with him? Immediately he starts to wake up. Or it goes the other way. He hates me more, but he can't touch me. Because he's fearful of accosting me because of the effect I have on him. It's psychological, if you like. It's metaphysical, really, but psycho-illogical. Or logical. It's actually the right word, psychological, where they are illogical. Where you're illogical because that thing is inside you is illogical. It's upside down. And when anybody's upside down, they will speak from the upside down with perfect illogic, which they think of as logic. And they're very good at it, to confound themselves and to confound others. But that cannot happen to a person who is centered in the Creator. And all I need to say to you is one thing. The thing inside you, you didn't invite. It entered into you because of your mother didn't. You didn't have a dad to stop your mother from getting into you. It happened to my own family. It's taken me years to help my siblings to become noble people. And I had to go through all these different things and took charge. And finally, my wife started to break down and began to lose her memory. And 64 years later, she wakes up one morning and she's beginning to get better again and realizing she's been resenting me and being judgmental to me all her life, but on the surface it didn't show. But I knew it all along. And the beautiful thing about this is I don't run away. I stay with her till death do us part. And in these couple of years, I've gone nowhere except be at the house. And watching her and taking fits and things like that and dealing with it. And slowly but surely, she's getting better. So help me God. And I'm a better man for that. And I say to myself, how else would I do it when people ask me? When they say, how long have you been married? And I say, well, 64 years. Wow. They wonder, how do I do this? I don't know, how else would you do it? See, there it is again. See where I'm going with this? I'm going all over the place, aren't I?
Yes, yes.
It covers everything.
I'm getting it.
And you just hearing it and saying, yeah, that makes sense. But you don't have to remember it. It doesn't have to stick in your memory. The memory is, your memory brain, your monkey brain has a purpose. It's a storage unit, like a computer. But you have to be the person behind the computer. But the point is, being the person behind the computer, you have to know how to use it. And you also know how to appreciate the people who put it all together. And the stories that come to your mind that you write and that kind of thing. I want you to know, I've never been to school, and my journey has in hypnosis began when I was 15, went through the military, and I was a naughty boy, in a manner of speaking, because I didn't know what I was dealing with, but I was dealing with it anyway. I was very good at it. I could stand in a ballroom, and with all the clutter and the noise and the people chattering and drinking, and put on a show. And when I went to the military, I controlled everybody in my barracks. And then one man said to me, sitting in a bar, I don't drink, in a pub, and he said, "How do you do all that? Can you hypnotize me?" And I said, "No, you're already hypnotized." He says, "No, I'm not hypnotized. What are you talking about?" I said, "Well, why can't you pick up that mug? It's too heavy for you." He said, "I can pick it up." And when he tried to pick it up, he couldn't. I took complete control. I know how to do all that. I become that which speaks to him. I took the place of it. I supervened it. I wondered how I can do this. I almost gave the sergeant nervous breakdown. He couldn't break me. I broke him. But I didn't know anything about what I'm talking to then, but I still had it. I just had it. Then I opened the Institute of Hypnosis and spent 6 years, almost 7 years, discovering hypnosis is what's wrong with the world. And you can't wake them up. It's called sin, trauma, that sort of thing, or stress. And the stressor and the stressee are bullies and cowards, or the other one is temptation and slavery to the tempter. Stress, in other words. You want to put a common name to it, it's stress, but not the stress of an animal. It's the stress of the dark side of the force, because it brings with it an identity crisis. So it sits unholy. It displaces the holy and replaces it with the unholy, and therefore the unholy cries out for reassurance, like the woman who was bitten by the vampire. The vampire's nature got inside her. She gives up the blood. And now she becomes a little bit for allowing it. Yes, for pulling away the garland of garlic and the cross. And she allows for it because she's fascinated with evil. She's fascinated and he's bitten. And the minute she's bitten, the blood goes. This is a metaphor, but it's real. And so the blood goes to her, the identity comes to her. Now the dark side is king, because she needs the love, needs to give more love to build what's not to be built, the identity of Dracula. And then she dies and becomes a born-again Dracula, doing unto others what was done to you. There it is in another form. We are dealing with evil, and it's metaphysical. And you have to fight it with metaphysics, the metaphysics of grace. And no one can explain that. I can explain what you are, but you know, I can't explain myself. I only know that I open my mouth and I talk. I only know that I write, and I write hundreds of books. Yes, hundreds of books. You only have available about 15. But it's hundreds of them. And I understand physics far beyond. See, the physicists know what to do with the stuff, and it's very clever. But the stuff that they're doing with, all the discoveries, are made by intuitive people. And then you've got mechanical people, and then intuitive people assembling it. But nobody knows how the universe was made. I do. I've written a thesis on it, 120 pages. I just subjected it to an important situation. But where did it come from? Where did it come from? Inwardly.
Everything in education is based on that need of pride, where you have to sort of sweep away God.
Exactly so. And it's the knowledge of good that's just as bad as the knowledge of evil. Too much knowledge makes a person vacant of reality, and a dark side sits in there. So if you look at the educators in many of the universities, especially on the left wing, that's not unnecessarily not on the right thing, But never mind, as of now, about 70-80% of the intellectuals are dangerous. They're dangerous to the students because they're all causing them to accept mechanically what they're taught. Otherwise, they don't get a degree. That's it. So if you want a degree, you have to give up your faith. And then you accept it. But then the accepted is an emboldenment or an enablement. Exception is. And then you never wake up in that position of power unless the truth strikes you and misery and suffering and disease. All right, we'll be right back.
By the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, call 1-800-877-3227, or visit fhu.com.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, that music really says something about, in a very complicated way, but I like that piece of music because it's really saying something in a very complicated way. I do hope, Fred, you're beginning to appreciate this simple guy who never earned, never made, never learned anything, never wanted to learn anything. I was just interested in physics. I was interested first in... when I saw Hitler, the way I first saw it was in a theater on a side street in Brighton, England, and the war just started, and I saw a demonstration of hypnosis. It was a big placard out there, so I go in, and people didn't believe it that I did. I looked for books to see if I could understand this, and there was no books written that was worth anything. So I figured it out myself, and everything else I figured out ever since, but it wasn't me that was guiding me. It made me into a physicist, and it made me into something that's light years beyond medicine. Not that medicine is bad. It has its uses, but it cannot cure anything. It cannot cure anything with respect to the mind. There's only about 5% that isn't that. But in America... where you have available every good thing, we end up doing just the opposite. We eat too much and drink too much, and we fornicate. And we do everything that's against the spirit of Paradise Lost. And we're paying the price for it, looking for answers and looking for love in all the wrong places. And here I am on the radio, and I should be popular, but I'm not, because people are afraid to see themselves. To see their faults. They die that way. So I do hope that our discussion has been more than useful. And but you're special, like some of the old geezers, excuse me expression, like me, who have been listening to me such a long time. If you want to call me on the telephone, I'm available to you.
Thank you. I don't even have the words, but thank you so much. I will call you.
Yes, but that'd be nice. You know, you can call me on the radio, but if you have something private, you have the privilege to call me. I will take the time. I don't have that many people.
Well, Roy, Wendy gave me your number, but it's only now that you gave me permission that I will use it.
That's good. Yes, that's fine. I'll look forward to hearing. I just want to make sure that it won't take a few more calls. Maybe you have it all now, but you may at some time actually come across it right to the point, and I'll catch it, give it to you, and it's over. You won't need me anymore.
God bless you. Thank God for you.
Well, I'm a happy guy. I just love what I do, and I've enjoyed talking to you. I'll hear from you when I hear from you, right? Okay, thank you. Well, it was a nice call. I know he let me talk. I do hope I was talking to you, too. Would you go and try a little magic for me? By the way, I am a magician in a sense. I have sleight of hand, so at my age, I can give a party, a 2.5 hour entertainment, and use without any apparatus, and you'll think it was magic. I have to tell them, young people, it's just not magic. But it was this magic idea. I'll tell you a little story. So, this is the end of the story. Please support the program. That's all I want to say. Please. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. My son-in-law had appendicitis, so I wheeled him into the hospital, and they left him there. See? And he was dying. I said, wait a minute. This man's dying. This is my son-in-law. He's dying. But they wouldn't take him in. They were taking other people. I said, he's dying. They wouldn't. I said, I'll call 911. And the security came out, started to wrestle with me. And finally, and they put him in and they fixed his appendicitis. That's what it was. But while I was in the hospital, walking up and down, I don't know how it came about, but it's relevant to what I've been saying. So a doctor, a lady doctor, we passed and somehow she stopped and we talked. And I don't know what made me do it, but I did a little trick. You know, it came around to something like that, you know, and I can't remember the exactly how it was, but she says, damn, how did you do that? What I saw was she was angry because she couldn't see it. And in that moment, I'm going to tell you this, I could have taken over that life, just her being angry and not seeing how I did that. No, it wasn't my finger. I didn't take my... that was a trick that... Mark David said I make sure it looks like I'm taking my thumb off and it's all by itself. And you can hear the click as the thumb comes off. That's funny. It's a pretty good... It makes everybody jump, you know. Oh, wow! But they know it's a trick. This one didn't look like a trick. I have sleight of hand like you wouldn't believe. And so, you know it, you see me do it, you know it's all, but you don't know all my tricks anyway. But the point is, the anger she had opened the door of her mind. I could have gone in there if I was a wicked guy, but I saw it. I saw it open. Just being irritated. Okay now, please, don't get upset with people. Please learn, it will kill you. Don't believe that upset is love and hate is two horns on the same goat. Love is not love. Hate is hate. Love, that kind of love, leads you to a dependency and then hate. It's not love. You have to pay for your love with your life. Please, please, please give your checks to Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And or go to fhu.com, Foundation of Human Understanding, and fhu.com/donate. That's it. I don't know how that works, but it's supposed to. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, or there'll be a program playing just in a few minutes. It's a best of.